Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Revelation chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Jesus said, "Those whom I love I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." Whatever. It seems this has become the mantra for just about everything. The parent tells her child to clean his room. The response is, "Whatever." The employer expects his employee to be on time. The response is, "Whatever." The Lord says, "Be faithful to the point of death." The response is, "Whatever." There is an inherent danger with this response, especially when it is directed to the Lord. When he says, "Be earnest and repent," he does not expect the response, "Whatever." He expects people to acknowledge their need and humbly repent. Now. Unfortunately, there are many distractions and excuses. Each finds its root in spiritual apathy. While it may be subtle and seemingly harmless, soon it becomes blatant. The end result is, even the most urgent call from the Lord is met with "whatever." Because the danger is always present, we need to humbly repent. We also need to earnestly understand apathy will lead to eternal judgment. This is why we turn from spiritual apathy and seek the Lord so he can purify our hearts. Only Jesus can bring about this change. He makes us realize our apathy. He leads us to confess our sin. He draws us to his cross. He then assures us we are forgiven. In love, he persists because he does not want us to perish. This is why we want to do everything we can to build ourselves up in our devotion to the Lord. We study his precious word. We meditate on its inspired truths. We sincerely apply them to our lives. Through the powerful working of the word, we will be aware of the warning signs and turn away from spiritual apathy. We will also rejoice to hear our Savior's voice and welcome him as a dear guest. O gracious Lord, there are many complications and distractions in my life. All these turn my attention away from what is important. Reclaim my heart, strengthen my faith, renew my desire to live for you alone. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.